So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, it is Dom time, Dom Giordano's show, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. A lot of controversy. By the way, I'm just seeing this bounties on Fox placed on ICE agents in the Chicago area. It is unbelievable. And there's newer video out there showing, new video than we previously saw before, of the guy who firebombed the governor's mansion in Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro. And the guy has pleaded guilty today. I think it was this morning. He's getting 25 to 50 years of a sentence, which is minimal. He ought to be in there for life. But the critical thing is, we still don't know, and Republicans should press more. How in the world did this happen, and how did he get away? And also, the media ought to be talking more about Cody Ballmer and his motivation. The Inquirer at least does print it. He went after him, after Shapiro and his family, knowing he could have killed kids and everything else, because he didn't like Shapiro's stance. And he did it on a Jewish holiday, as I remember. He didn't like his stance on Gaza, the Palestinian people, and the killing in Gaza. And that's factual. He has said it several times. So why does Shapiro want to run away from that? You know the reason. Because the Democrat Party still, even at this point, is trying to somehow or another continue to make the case for Hamas. What's going on in Gaza as Hamas lines up people who are dissident to them and they're executing them. So are they going to start to say, hey, well, I thought Trump had the 20. Yes, that's what they're going to try to do. Look, this isn't going to be built in a day. These are animals that we're dealing with here with Hamas. It's obvious. It's shocking that they let the hostages go. We know any number of reasons of things that Trump has done here to put together something that seems to be impossible. And that Iran has gotten the message from Trump, at least for now. These things don't go away easily in the Middle East. But Democrats, by and large, are standing down, particularly President Obama, not giving credit on this. The Biden people trying to take credit. And the whole deal with hoping that this fails. Well, 20 points. We're only on number one or number two. Yeah, those are going to be, look, I'm still cynical about this. You know, are we going to see this settled in that way? Very doubtful. But getting the hostages out, giving a new start, stopping the war, at least major ceasefire at this point, All of that is good for all parties. It is historic. Now, turning this around in some manner where life goes on in a different way in the Middle East, very difficult. And you know the reason why. The various elements there envy Israel. They sit on top of oil. They have great natural resources, and they can't make it work. They're losers. Trump has turned any number of these Arab nations into their self-interest to be helpful. That'll help. But as far as the grand part of this, that would be shocking. By the way, Cheryl Hines has a new book out. We're going to try to see how big the book tour is. She was on The View today, quite heated over the vaccination stuff with scientists like Joyless Joy Behar, etc. And there wasn't really a debate. They went for the worst stuff with Kennedy. They were talking about the worm in his head and everything else. It is amazing. And I give Cheryl Hines credit for going on there. We'll see if she does any more media coming off all this stuff. All right, let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe is in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Dom. Hey, Dom, I if you can, or if you would, I would like you to thank Scott Pressler for my two boys. They proactively took it upon themselves and approached me with, they went online and got their own vote-by-mail ballots and filled them out. And I think we have Scott Pressler to thank for that, because they didn't know who Scott Pressler was a year ago. And they filled them out, and I actually went to our county seat, and I delivered them, the applications for the mail-in ballots. But that caught me by surprise this morning.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's coming up again. He'll up around 10:30. There's a mob out there with him, and I will, Joe, I just wrote it down. I'll tell him that. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't already know, which he should, I want him to know the young adult impact that he's making. Because that, you know, my one son's away at college. My other son, you know, he works for Merrill Lynch, and they both, I guess they collaborated together, and they printed up the applications on their own, filled them out, and presented them to me both this morning. Said, Dad, can you drop this off at the county building in Mount Holly? I said, absolutely. So things are happening, Dom.
And well, yeah, and Pressler has a book. It'll be out in February, I believe, Joe. So you know what that means. Politics and Pints. Here we come.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're good. They're good to attend. They really are. My side answer is we haven't been on it for we're approaching 55 years, and that is the gold standard. We went off the gold standard right around 1970, 1971.
Richard Nixon, yes.
Yep, yes.
And I'm trying to remember why we went off the gold standard. I've read about Nixon a lot. I don't know what the rationale was.
Did we ever find out what was in Fort Knox?
No, and I'm still waiting for Trump to go to Fort Knox. That's on the to-do list, Joe. Now, you know, there's all conspiracy stories that it's like I would take a Raldo, patch it up, and go to Fort Knox with a Raldo to see what's in there.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, have a Dom Day in Kentucky.
Now, there we go. Yeah, you know, Scott Jennings can make it happen. Rand Paul, we certainly could. Thank you, Joe. No, they've never gone to Fort Knox. Not that I do think gold is there, but, you know, that's the idea. Why have we not gone to Fort Knox yet? The Argentinian president is at the White House today. This guy's kind of an interesting figure, to put it mildly, along with Trump. Oh, Henry, I didn't know you were working on this. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Here's a little bit from The View with Cheryl Hines. Which one? It's the first one.
Well,
here.
Which one do you want to start with? So, Joy Behar or Sonny Hostin?
Let's start with Behar, because I have to work up. Look, I am solid on this. The most objectionable person on The View. At least the other, Joy Behar and all, you know, no, she's not a genius, but, she's obnoxious. But Sonny Hostin, I'm a lawyer. I actually argued a case before the Supreme Court. Oh, my goodness. Can you see lawyers? Yeah, we're taking back. Let's get in the ring with Sonny Hostin. All right, here's Joy Behar with Cheryl Hines, the wife of RFK Jr. I think she's
hold
there.
On, hold yeah, on. Okay. I forgot to turn the sound on here. Give me a sec.
Yeah, here
all
we
right.
go.
There we go.
All right, Joy. Anytime.
Of the vaccine, yeah. Which makes Americans very nervous. So that's when you say that mm-hmm. they are pro a vaccine, mm-hmm. it seems as though Bobby and Trump are casting doubt on the efficacy of the vaccine, which makes Americans very nervous. So that's the problem that we're having.
Okay. Yeah. I understand. Yeah. I understand that. And it's interesting because I don't know if you saw 60 Minutes just did a piece about the vaccine injury compensation program.
Yeah.
So people that have had vaccine injuries can be compensated if they can prove it. And they have paid out $5.4 billion for vaccine injuries. So my question is, can we do better? Do we...
Is that all vaccines or just the COVID vaccine?
It's all vaccines.
It's all vaccines.
As far as
okay.
I know.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But so the question is, yes to vaccines. Yes, they are important, and they are an important part of our health care. Mm-hmm. Can we do better? Can we make them safer? Mm-hmm. Can we make them... can we listen to parents who say, my child got the vaccine and changed and stopped hitting markers, stopped developing the way they were developing? Can we listen to people when they say that instead of saying,
you're crazy.
You want to listen to science, the scientists. Joy Behar, let's listen to science. Can you imagine people in the view of science ran over them? Would they know what's happening? By the way, speaking of Alec Baldwin, I've been watching the footage of that Newsmax got. Rainy day in the Hamptons, and he's trying to pass on the side of the road a truck to the right of him at high speed. There's no road there. I guess he's going to go kind of off-road, then jump back in front of him, and he slams right into a tree. My God, this maniac.
If you leave us no choice, listeners.
We have to talk about
it. Greg Stocker was manning the post here, that famous clip. Interesting. But he had no callers, had no idea.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Greg was here. They were doing it out of New York, and he was quarterbacking it. Oh, my God.
Yeah, started reading the Chinese menu.
Yeah. They thought that
just wait for callers.
Alec Baldwin would be good to do a talk show. Man. All right. Here is now The Insufferable, the worst on there. Here's Sonny Hostin with Cheryl Hines.
We spread a lot of misinformation, a lot of chaos, a lot of confusion. And I think it's just a very dangerous thing. I say it with the utmost respect.
Some of it's good and some of it's not. That's the point.
Listen, we all have different views here.
Yes.
And when you say, misinformation, disinformation, we could go back to COVID when...
He's connecting circumcision to autism.
May I finish?
Please.
When people, Fauci, people were saying when you get the vaccine, you cannot transmit COVID. It will stop COVID. And that was disinformation, misinformation.
We were also still learning about it. It was a novel virus we've never encountered before.
Right.
Because now the doctors will acknowledge that it
can't. And Dr. Fauci has a medical degree.
At the time, they were censoring Bobby because Bobby said, where's the science to show us this? And there wasn't any. But people attacked him and said, you're wrong. So it's like, let's take a step back. I know that's your opinion. And that's okay.
All right. So The View, though, notice Whoopi Goldberg, there must have been an agreement. Whoa, let her talk. Rare there.
Yeah, they both jumped in. Even Joy was like, hey, let her finish.
I think this is interesting to get her on. I'd love to have her on. Larry David, every time we have Dershowitz on. By the way, one quick Dershowitz cut since we have it. Now, Larry David goes after him. This is Dershowitz cut 8. Now, he has said he'll vote for Republicans this time. He's a liberal guy, brilliant guy, probably the smartest that I've ever had on radio, in top three anyhow. Here is Dershowitz saying, I don't like the Obamas as people.
Now it's to the point where I do not like them. I think of them as bad people.
I don't like them either. I have to tell you that. I like them very much. I had, many social endeavors with them. He invited me to the White House over and over again. Including to the Medal of Honor for Shimon Peres, a dear friend of mine who was the Prime Minister of Israel. But I don't like them as people. I remember Michelle Robinson when she was a student, and she was very radical. Obama was not. I mean, he was known as a kind of middle of the roader when he was at Harvard Law School. And I think during the beginning of his first term, he was a little bit more of that. But once he was reelected, you're absolutely right. He became his true self came out. He's not a nice person. He's not a nice person. He's a smart person. He's very smart, but he's not a nice person.
All right. Is it better to be smart or nice? All right. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that we need you to do is push pound 1210. Get in on the side question and everything else. We'll go back to Scott Presler maybe around 2:30 for the finale. Get over there. He's at Court Street. Get your Charlie Kirk Freedom T-shirt. These are very nice. Got a lot of compliments wearing it today out here. And also vote if you're in Bucks County or wherever, whatever polling office you can go to. Vote in person by mail. First, though, let's get into one of
it's
our favorites.
The Money Melody.
Where's all the money gone?
Every day around this time, today you win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra, Philly Sports put to music. It is a lavish, unbelievable. If you haven't seen it yet, come on. Saturday, November 22nd at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. Why do we have the two Springfields all the time? I'm okay with the one in Delaware County. The Springfield of Montgomery County's got problems.
The lesser Springfield.
Remember, the lesser, thank you. That's right. The lesser Springfield, where we had a lot of showdowns. They hate the cops there. The people that run that, they don't like the cops. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com. Henry?
Yeah, Dom. So today we are talking about all-time droughts or dry spells, if you will. So naturally, I tried to find a band that went on a hiatus for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I stumbled upon one that took a hiatus, I feel like, at a weird spot in their careers. This is a band that, at the height of their powers in the 80s, were indulging in drugs and alcohol, as, you know, rock bands in the 80s did back then. And I would have thought it would have torn them apart for sure at the height of their powers. Turns out, it didn't. I don't know how it didn't, despite all they went through in the 80s. Mm-hmm. It didn't tear them apart up until 2015 when they decided to take a break. Took a break for 4 years, came back in 2019. I'm going to play you this very famous 80s band that somehow didn't break up at the height of their powers. I'm going to play you a cover, their cover of the Beastie Boys' Fight for Your Right. I want to know this 80s band who didn't take a break until much later. I want to know who it is covering the Beastie Boys here. Let's take a listen. And boy, did this band like to party, Dom.
All right. Well, I think the Stones are the all-time, but I don't know if anybody else rates a rock band as crazier than that.
We'll see when we get the answer. We'll get your
okay. All right.
Your opinion then.
All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. Go off to see Joe Conklin. Also, coming up, our buddy Bill Lawrence has a very good summary and a picture. Tomorrow we're going to have on the attorney, we believe, one of them for Ellen Greenberg, the Greenberg family. Remember, she allegedly, according to Philadelphia, stabbed herself 23 times in all kinds of ways and committed suicide. And it's a picture of her with first graders. The medical examiner says she did it. Why? She was afraid of being found out of inflating grades for first graders. And the big picture part of it for you, Josh Shapiro is in the mix on this. And I'll explain why after we get a winner here on Dom's Money Melody.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Show me the money.
That is right. Every day around 2:13, 2:14 or so for a great prize, Henry cooks up something. I'm glad there's no cover band in Finnish today, but
I thought about it.
Yeah, and this is a band that plays into the side question. A long drought here is what we are looking for. Listen to the clue. Let's try Mike somewhere in the wilds of Pennsylvania. Hey, Mike, welcome in. What's your answer today, Mike?
Good day, Dom. I was going to go with Motley Crue.
Ah, it is Motley Crue. You know, those heavy metal groups I confuse. Although, I do have my street cred of interviewing Metallica.
Oh, yeah.
When they came to play here at, what was it then? I forget what the designation was, but the loudness, I was 100 yards away, and I wouldn't go any closer. I mean, these people that were 5 feet from the stage, was outside, was hard to believe.
Yeah, they're not listening right now because they can't.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you really are going to go deaf from that. That's how bad it is. It really, the sound, you can just feel it. And I was nervous about that, and people were right down there. It was ridiculous. But imagine me with all these guys with the, what's that hat type of thing?
Oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
It looks like a knit hat type of thing, half on and half off. A lot of these reporters had that. I didn't have a suit on. I remember that. I knew enough to do that with Metallica. So, yeah.
It's the least you can
do. I wish I had the sound of that. Yeah. Tell me, Metallica.
Tell me, James Hetfield. Tell me, Lars.
Did I have any name? No, nothing. Okay. So we have a winner, Henry. Any more to add on that?
No, I just thought it was funny that. Yes. You know, when they were, you know, just crazed out of their minds, they didn't take a break for a little. No, it waited until 30 years after their height.
All right.
Take a break.
A story we've been on, and tomorrow, because it has big significance in a lot of ways, let me be some out. Our buddy Bill Lawrence Online, has this again yesterday. The medical examiner, the arrogance, they finally were forced to do a new report on Ellen Greenberg. Now, this happened January 26th. Well, she died on that day, 2011, in her Manayunk apartment. She had 22 stab wounds. I think the medical examiner says she found more, but so what? Including wounds, 10, to her back and head. There were bruises in various states of healing on her body. She was engaged to this NBC producer who found the body. The death was initially ruled a homicide, then changed to suicide by the assistant medical examiner, and then Greenberg's parents, who are very determined and apparently wealthy, rejected that, and they have fought this battle, as any great parents would, over these 14 years. This medical examiner operates under the premise, and Henry, or Andrew, if you could find this, if you're being between calls, Google it. I'd like to have the full 32 pages, if we can. I want to see the exact language in the medical examiner's report of the premise, which I have here from Lawrence, and I've seen it too, that this young woman, and I'm looking at the picture of her with her first grade class, that she was so disturbed and anxious that she was about ready to be found out. This is what they're going on. That she had inflated the grades of first graders, not because of corruption or anything. I guess that just, you know, it was thought she might be too easy on the way she was grading. And she would stab herself in this manner, kill herself over that anxiety. That appears to be the theory of the medical examiner. So how does Josh Shapiro come into this? Well, Bill Lawrence points out, several people have, that in 2019, they asked the city's district attorney's office, headed by Larry Krasner, to review the case. Krasner then sent it to Josh Shapiro, attorney general. Shapiro took it because Krasner had represented the Greenbergs. Got it? Conflict of interest. Shapiro sat on it despite this big media controversy. And thank God for these parents, the great attorneys, we've had them on a couple times, that they have their doggedness 14 years after the fact. And just getting Philadelphia, and these are well-heeled, connected people, mourning for their daughter to issue a medical examiner's report. The arrogance and just the, it just reeks of it. She was that anxious, is the theory, and she killed herself, committed suicide in this manner because of the great inflation that was happening with first graders, and she would be found out. My God. And again, why did Josh Shapiro sit on it? That's been the question forever. That's why this has broader significance. But it also has significance because they have found other medical examiners who say, are you kidding me? Suicide here? That's why this case goes on. It illustrates once again the arrogance of a place like Philadelphia. These people heal to no one until you have to get the federal government involved with them. They at least got the report, but I'm telling you, this is the theory. Guys, we can find that somewhere in the report. I just want to read it aloud. You don't need all 32 pages. Just
I'm going through it.
Yeah, just going through the part of the theory. Stabbing yourself in the head and the back and all that stuff, and you do it 22 times, is that possible? And their theory is it was going to be so bad that we had this issue of inflated grades. All right, I am coming to you on the side question. Great one today. All-time drought, all-time dry spell for somebody or some entity. We're going to hook up one more time, though. Charlie Kirk's birthday, he would have been 32 today, with the great Scott Presler out there, apparently pretty big crowds coming out, to honor Charlie Kirk, show up and vote. If you're a resident in Bucks County, you have some big things to vote on. Of course, we have the three people to vote no for retention at the rogue Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. How many different ways do we have to tell you the reasons for that? But you also have Fred Herron. And you also have Jen Shorn running for DA and Fred for sheriff. These are big races because of it's the last bastion of law enforcement. Well, I think Steele is fine over in Montgomery County. But, you know, by and large in the suburbs now, this is a crapshoot as far as actual government that you can count on. All right, phone lines. All right, 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Hopefully, we'll catch up with Scott Presler from the wilds of Doylestown. And I'll get you the findings from the so-called medical examiner. Grade inflation at the first grade level. And as a result of that, the anxiety associated with that, that's why she would kill herself by stabbing herself, even in the back and the head, 22 times plus, it appears to be. There's something very, very wrong with this. It's gone on and on and on. And it's got a major player that sat on this, Josh Shapiro. And this medical examiner in Philadelphia, they had to force this forever to make that happen, comes up with this. It's insulting, to put it mildly, in my view. You know, I have to see the specifics of what was going to be the big outing there that would propel someone to suicide. My God. This town, this one-horse town of progressives and Democrats, that's what the corruption is. All right, Scott's on Court Street. I think he said 55 Court Street over there in Doylestown. You can still get your Charlie Kirk T-shirt. Say hello to him. We'll get him on, I'm sure, before the end of the show for a wrap-up. And today, Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow, the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest civilian award, goes way back to JFK, who changed it from Truman to that. And usually it's given to celebrities, political cronies. Here's someone whose impact is still going forward massively. All right, Gary of Newtown is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Gary, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how are you?
Good.
That's a pretty heavy way to for a lead-in for Gary from Newtown, I got to tell you.
Well, you know, this case, Gary, with all that's going on in the world, we've been on this so many times. Can you imagine the insult to these parents? She did it because of grade inflation with first graders.
It's preposterous, and anybody in their right mind knows it's not true. So is she friendly with the Clintons, maybe?
Yeah, well, the first thing I think of is that Josh Shapiro involved, who sat on it, and this will come up when he runs for president, and the more evidence is out there. I'm not saying he did anything illegal, but he did sit on this and not allow it. That's what the allegation is, to move forward in any way. Imagine Krasner handing it off to him, and now we have a presidential player caught up in this to some degree.
It's disgusting. Totally disgusting.
Yeah.
I was going to go with a historical reference for a drought, and do you mind if I change it to something that's a little bit lighthearted and comical?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
We can use fictitious, somebody fictitious, right?
Sure.
I'm going to go with Steve Carell as Andy Stitzer in The 40-Year-Old Virgin. That is one hell of a drought.
Absolutely. That is a good one. I know you were going to go with George Washington in the Continental Army before they won a battle. Yes, I think it was a pretty long drought. It was 0-4 ever there. 855-839-1210. You get on board. But to the point I'm making with Gary, that's what the medical examiners report, and it took parents that are relentless in this, great attorneys, money, resources, to bring it to them, finally have to being compelled to issue a report of their finding. They have experts that have found, no, are you kidding me that this was a suicide? But when I saw this morning that the rationale, the theory, you always have to have a theory. Well, why would she do something like this in the middle of this, et cetera, was, well, you know, the medical examiner, the backstory. Henry, do you have that in front of you, any of the, I know we have printing problems here, right? I know it's always an issue. Of what does she explicitly say was the issue around the grade thing?
Let's see. To summarize the entirety of the report, Ellen Greenberg was a young woman suffering from anxiety at the time of her death. The anxiety appeared mostly to be due to her work as a teacher. She was specifically worried that the grades she needed to submit on the day of her death would indicate that she had previously given inflated grades to her students. She expressed this anxiety about her grades to her friends, co-workers, and her fiancé in the hours leading up to her death. She was under the care of a psychiatrist for this anxiety. While her recent change in medications had helped with the insomnia associated with her anxiety, mm-hmm. she did not survive long enough to address the anxiety itself. Thus, she had an increase in energy to act on her anxious thoughts.
Okay. And yes, it doesn't seem, that last part, like there's a lot of medical evidence there. But the theory, I'm right, is, and I'd like more precision, she was afraid she was submitting these grades and they were going to see the grades were too high. So that seems to be what this medical examiner is saying.
Yeah.
And that would have been problematic.
God forbid first graders.
Yeah, first graders. Yeah, in this, and that in her mind, that would be enough to commit suicide over. Now, look, you know, when people get to a dark place, et cetera, we know there could be a million. I know all that. We all know that. But after all this, particularly when the family has brought in some of the best experts, and I'm pretty sure you're going to hear one of the lawyers with me again tomorrow. And Henry, you think they were in court today of something around this?
Yeah, their hearing was at 1 today. So.
Okay. We'll find out with that hearing. And look, they're not going to relent on this. And again, Philadelphia, getting an answer from them is just, I mean, I have a simple thing. We have a press lot here. We have a press zone. I come out last week, Henry, I think you know this.
Mm-hmm.
And all the cars are ticketed there that are in the press zone. And I know some of them. They're fellow co-workers and all this. And every one of them had our press zone pass that we have that we're allowed to be there on the dashboard.
Yeah, and hard to miss those press passes, too. They're
exactly,
quite large.
Exactly. And we got a ticket, mine says, for being overtime on the streets. You can't be overtime in the press zone. There is no such thing. You have a press pass, you're able to stay there. Trying to get them to respond to this and to answer it and take care, obviously, to me, it's a new person. They didn't read it's a press zone, and they just started putting tickets on cars. It's a sinking feeling in a place like Philadelphia. Unless you're inside or something, you got to go through these hoops to do it. So you can imagine when they had to be brought kicking and screaming to heal here, and she issues a 32-page report around what Henry said. Let's go first, though, to Scott Presler, who's in the middle. Big crowd out there in Doylestown. Hey, Scott, how's it going?
Well, Dom, at 8 a.m., we started today. I tell you, I have not sat down for one moment since I've been here. I've been on my feet, shaking hands the entire time. Are there any Charlie Kirk supporters here today? And who is going to be voting today? So, Don, as you can hear, there is a crowd. It continues to build. They're all wearing freedom shirts, either red or white. And the energy is palpable, Dom.
Well, this is...
And happy birthday, Charlie.
Yeah, I know around the country, Scott, all kinds of people are trying to honor Charlie Kirk. This is the most creative, best way to do it. Putting together everything as a lesson to people. You can vote safely this way. You can do it right now. Bank that vote, and we'll be aware of it. The numbers, you know, we don't know how you voted, but the numbers are there. And we'll have a sense that we're not down by a million votes like we have been heading into this big election.
Well, I want to give people some comfort. Thank you very much. Thank you. I want to give people some comfort about the numbers. So why am I focused on Bucks County? Well, this is a county that we flipped together from blue to red in terms of voter registration. And then we won it for the first time since 1988 by 300 votes. And so let's look at 2023 for a second. That year, we had a Supreme Court election, and we got clobbered. The Democrats requested 50,000 mail-in ballots, and at the time, Republicans requested 12,000 mail-in ballots. But as of 10-10 last week, I can tell you the Democrats had requested 47,000 ballots, meaning less than 2023, and Republicans requested 22,000 4,000, meaning almost double what they did in 2023. So clearly, Dom, our work is working. This is not including the early in-person we're doing today. And we have learned from our mistakes in the past, and we are going to continue to vote in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Hey, and Scott, you know what I remember, and the woman you probably remember for listeners, Carlucci, was a brilliant woman that should be on the should have been on the Supreme Court. Instead, we have a guy who I think is a hack. And in that election, we were over, it was found out, over 400,000 votes down going into Election Day. So when people hear that, they decide not to show up and vote. Your message, what we're doing right now, should give hope. We're in this to win it. This is definitely doable with these three Supreme Court seats. And out there in Bucks County, it's on my radar, Fred Herron and Jen Short.
Yes. At the end of the day, if you want law and order, if you want to lock up criminals, then vote for, reelect Fred Herron as your sheriff. And if you want to make sure those criminals actually get prosecuted after getting locked up and aren't just let go with cashless bail, then vote to re-elect Jen Shorn. Having the power duo of Herron and Shorn is critical to our success here in Bucks County. And of course, I am asking everyone to flip over your ballot and fire your judges. Turn over your ballot and term limit your judges. And to Democrats that are listening right now as spies, we are coming peacefully for Daugherty, Donahue, and Wecht, and we are going to celebrate your early retirement on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025.
That takes us back to the
rally. We need to do this more often, Dom. This is fun. We got to do this more often.
Absolutely. I wish we were broadcasting remotely from there. So, Scott, day-to-day to chart all this progress, other than when you come on, where do we find you?
Yes, please. You have until the 28th of October. Vote early in person on demand. Vote early in person on demand. Go to your county elections office. Any questions, go vote.pa.gov. You can go to earlyvoteaction.com. You can slide into my DMs at Scott Pressler on X. And just know that I'm going to be beating the streets every single day, knocking on doors, and I need you. Spend today. Make 32 phone calls for Charlie Kirk in honor of his 32nd birthday. Send 32 text messages today in honor of Charlie Kirk's 32nd birthday. And let's win big this November. Virginia, Winsome Sears for governor. New Jersey, Jack Chatterley for governor. Pennsylvania, no to retention. And we're going to win big, Dom.
Thank you, Scott. Thanks, everybody there. Thanks for honoring Charlie Kirk.
Thank you. Bye, Dom.
All right. Boy, the guy knows how to draw a crowd. All right. It is the lightning round coming up. Thank you, Andrew, too, for getting me this. I'll just give you that language in a moment from the final analysis of Ellen Greenberg's death, according to the medical examiner in Philadelphia. Lightning round, though. Let's get a winner. All-time dry spell or drought.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, it is the lightning round. Let's go with Dom to Pete in Habertown. All right, Pete, what's that long dry spell?
Well, I was going to say Ethan Edwards went on a five-year journey on horseback, Dom, along with Martin Pauley, to search for Little Debbie, who was kidnapped after the Indians burned down his brother's house in the Searchers.
Wow, that is long. That is interesting. Yeah, that's a good one. Charlie in Orland on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Charlie, what's yours?
Hey, Dom, can we get Scott to Montgomery County? We need him badly there.
You know what? We'll tell him that. Let's do something like we did today. It's a great way to drive things out of Montgomery County. Sure.
Yeah, we need it. And it's been 94 years since William Big Bill Thompson was the last Republican mayor of Chicago.
All right. I thought there was another one there. I'll have to check on that in my mind. That I thought there was a Republican because of a snowstorm. Maybe.
Because of a snowstorm.
They didn't do the snowstorm correctly, so I thought they elected a Republican.
Is this some sort of political term I'm not familiar with?
The snow is big in Chicago. They didn't clear the snow.
Oh.
Yeah, that's death there. He may be right, though. I just am rooting for Philadelphia to have the longest. The buffoonery of Philadelphia is legendary. The Earl of Tacony. All right, Earl, what's yours?
Ancient historians have gone through and looked at maps, and all the maps from long, long ago have North Africa as being a lush grassland with forest and major cities. And what happened was there was a shift in the Earth's rotation around the sun, and all of that green turned into the Sahara Desert 5,000 years ago. It's a 5,000-year-old drought that's been going on and continues to go on today.
That's a pretty good physical one. Joe of Exton. Joe, what's yours?
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon, Joe.
My example of a delay and hiatus is the story of Ulysses, in which he is involved for a number of years in the Trojan War, after which he returns to Ithaca, only to discover that a group of suitors had been vying for the hand of his wife Penelope, whereupon Ulysses reacts by stringing his bow, decimating the suitors, and reclaiming Penelope as his wife.
Thank you, Joe. You talk about on brand. This guy could roll out of bed and bang. He's right there, Ulysses. All right.
Oh, my God.
Andrew, did you have a potential couple that you liked here out of all these? We had some brilliant ones. No? No, Mike. Henry, how about yours?
His mic died.
Yeah,
let me see if I can get back.
Okay.
I would try it now, Andrew.
Nothing
works here. The ones I like today. I like Brennan and Chad Ford's answer of 30 right. years since the U.S. produced the number one car here. I also like Peyton Havertown's answer of the searchers, very detailed. And then just because it made me laugh, Gary in Newtown, the 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, I kind of got wedded to the Chad Ford thing.
Yeah.
When he said it was a great call, he had everything you want in a call, and mm-hmm. that's
set the tone.
Yeah, 30 years or so, 30 years approximately, no American car is the number one bestseller in America. You know what? If you told Trump that, if I were there with Trump and you told him that right now, pick up the phone. All right, here's what we're going to do. He's too busy telling Time Magazine, put the hair back on his head or we'll sue them. Oh, my God. What a show. Thanks, Andrew, for producing today. Henry, of course, at the controls. So tomorrow, we'll ask Scott Presler how many people showed up and voted today over there in Bucks County. And we do hope to talk with the lawyers in the Greenberg case. She did this because she was upset over inflated grades for first graders. You buying that? It is almost insulting. But then again, it's Philadelphia. All right, Richie always next with four big hours as we roll toward Election Day. Follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.